bayan at batas. Pagbibigay linaw at kaalaman para sa bayan sa mga legal na usapin, libreng konsultasyon at tulong na may kinalaman sa batas. Bayan at batas. Kaalaman at serbisyong legal dito sa Radyo ng Bayan.
Magandang gabi po muli sa ating mga tagapakinig at welcome sa ating palatuntunang Bayan at Batas. Ngayon pong araw na ito ng Linggo, ika-3 sa buwan ng Pebrero ngayong 2013. Ito po ang inyong lingkod, Ven Blones. At syempre, kasama pa rin natin dito ang ating mga kaibigang abogado. Unahin natin si Attorney Marvin Aceron. Attorney Marvin.
Miss Ben, episode 118.
Yes.
How are you?
Masaya.
Masaya. Naghahanap ka ng kaso last week na masaya.
Oh, yun nga. Eh, kaya nga, inunahan na kita, masaya.
Hindi ko masasabi kung masaya to. Eh,
o, naku, yan na naman. Natin,
eh. But it's been the talk of the town for the past few days.
Oo nga.
So I guess we better join the talk. let's just put more sense in the talk.
Oh,
or let's try to put more sense in the talk.
Okay.
In our guest tonight.
Oo, kasi syempre meron tayong guest, no?
Yes, at ayan. Handang-handa sa may notes pa.
Oo nga eh. nakita ko nga kanina. Okay, bago yung ating panauhin, nandito muna si Attorney Noel Punzalan. Attorney Noel.
Magandang gabi, Miss Ben. Uy, February na.
Oh.
Ayos ah.
Oh.
Wala ka na sa...
Mo,
wala ka na, di ka na namin kamembro. wala ka na sa salamang malamig ang palit.
Siyempre naman. Kailangan minsan-minsan eh, mawala ka naman doon.
Paminsan-minsan lang. Para naman permanent yung check-out mo.
Ikaw talaga. Oh, sige. Oh, ano? Kumusta ka naman?
Okay lang.
Okay naman pala.
Ito napahinga ng konti at nakatulog ng konti kanina.
Ah.
So wala, binili ko ng pantalon yung anak ko. Tatay na tatay.
Oo nga.
Saka shorts yung anak ko.
Mabuti naman, Attorney Noel.
Eh, kailangan sa school, naawa ko sa anak ko, bitin na pala yung pantalon.
Oo, tignan mo, ngayon mo lang napansin.
Nakagela uniform mo, yung kanyang ano.
Ano?
Yung kanyang pantalon eh, mas mataas na doon sa medyas niya. Mukhang Michael Jackson, naawa ako. Okay, simula muna yung ano, ating guest.
Sige. So, Attorney Marvin.
Okay, yung ating guest po ngayong gabi, kasi ho, napakabigat ng ating pag-uusapan. Kaya kumuha tayo ng mabigat na guest.
Oo nga.
Bigatin.
Sabi ko nga kay Attorney Noel kanina, yes. Pagbababa natin ng studio, hindi ba tayo haharangin?
Hindi.
Harangin na si Bat.
Pagkatapos itong usapan natin.
Okay, our guest has a PhD in political economy.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be a professor in La Salle and Ateneo on international studies. And currently,
malimbing ang tawag.
currently, he holds the he heads the Catholic Book Center. And the Catholic Book Center po has 5 branches and 17 outlets.
Mm.
Sa kanya po kami kumukuha ng Bible at sa mga libro ng mga Katoliko.
Mm-hmm.
At siya po ay walang iba kundi si Manny Hortensio.
Magandang gabi po sa inyo.
Yeah.
Ang lahat ng mga listeners.
Yeah. Mas maganda pa po si sa atin.
Nahila po ako ni ito ng dalawang attorney.
Aha.
Na pag-usapan po itong ating bagong topic at mabigyan naman po ng konting kontribusyon na kaya po nila ako tinawag dito.
Mm-hmm.
Bago tayo mag-umpisa, sinabi kagad sa akin ni Doc Manny. Doc Manny lang tayo kasi.
Doc Manny.
Just Manny.
Ayaw yun ng Doc eh.
Okay, just Manny.
He will be speaking as a layperson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although, nasa politburo ng simbahan to. wala. Joke lang ho yun. Sabi niya, he wants to be able to speak today to air his views as a member of the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. At siyempre, ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon, Miss Ben, ay ang tungkol sa kaso ni Carlos Celdran.
Uh-huh.
Na-arrange na ho ba yung security niyo? Look. Hindi na umaga.
We actually invited him to the show, si mm-hmm. paring J. Benaflor.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to invite him. Pero sabi niya, ayaw niya sanang magsalita muna.
Tama mm-hmm. rin yun. Sa
and I think that's the right decision.
The case is still live, tutuusin.
Yes, yeah. Pero pagbigay tayo ng konting background, Attorney Ponzi, ano ba nangyari dito kay Carlos Celdran?
Gusto mo basahin, di ba gusto mo yung blatter version?
yung mabilis lang.
Yung blatter version ay, mayroong isang function ang CBCP ba yun o yung Archdiocese ng Manila?
Archdiocese ng Manila. Parang, saan to?
Ecumenical to, sa Manila Cathedral.
Yes.
Ecumenical thing. Oh, ting na lang. Ecumenical thing. Ito si, ang kwento yata ni Mr. Seldran dito, umulan. Dapat sa labas na niya gagawin.
Okay.
pumasok siya. At tinaas niya yung kanyang, ang sabi ng Blatter, wearing a Charlie Chaplin outfit.
Charlie Chaplin.
Hindi yung serisal outfit. Hindi Chrysostomo Ibarra. Charlie Chaplin.
Kasi naka-Americana, pero shorts yata.
Oo. Oh.
Tapos may sumbo.
Yun lang sa Blatter. Oh. Charlie Chaplin outfit. Hindi ano. Kasi siya na, baka sabihin nyo, ininsulto ko or something. Oh. Diba? Pero yun ang nakalagay sa Blatter. That's the, ano eh, kumbaga yun yung pagkaka, yun yung pananaw nung police siguro nung naglagay yes. ng Blatter. Wala tayong magagawa doon.
Pagkatapos?
Tapos, nagtaas siya ng placard. Alagay. Damaso.
Damaso.
Tapos, nagsisigaw siya. Do not meddle. May paturo-turo ba? Meron? Ah, meron. Ah, nandun kayo.
Ayun pala eh. Pakita tayo kayo
document. Kayo na lang ang
kwento.
Ah, sige, mani, kwento mo naman.
It was not training. Ah, sige.
Kwento mo.
Sa akin na, yung pagkakaalam ko na lang, tapos mamaya mo na lang ako rekin. Ayan. Tapos, bukang nagtututuro. Kasi parang...
Nasa Blatter yan. Hindi naman.
Yung Charlie Chaplin, nasa Blatter yun.
Okay.
Tapos yun, nagtaas siya ng placard na nakalagay, Damaso. Tapos nagtuturo, do not meddle in politics.
Before that, parang walang pumapasin sa kanya.
Mm.
And then si Mayor Lim saw him and started asking the policeman to take him out.
So parang na-shock siya, parang shock value na lang rin. Tsaka alam mo naman ng mga...
So while they were taking him out, he was saying something na, yun yung sinasabi niya, yung do not meddle in politics.
Tapos tungkol yata to sa RH bill.
Yes.
Yung atang debate noon. Medyo mainit yata siya noon time na yon.
Okay. That's according to the police. Mm. Eh, according to the eyewitness.
Yan.
Mani, ano nangyari?
Ano nangyari? Cooler, diba?
The Blatter was correct. So, I do not challenge that because that is really state. But he was really shouting very loud. And nobody was giving him really...
Hindi siya pinapansin.
And nung pinalabas na siya while he was being taken away, nagsisisigaw siya doon. Nagsisigaw siya doon. Kaya, yun ang nangyari. So,
promptly arrested, charged, and tried.
Yeah. Ang batas na ginamit sa kanya,
ay,
naalala ko to kasi nung nakulong siya, nasa Twitter, nag-tweet. So, sabi ko, kasi pinafollow ko siya at the time, no?
Actually, nung pinag-aaralan natin sa law school to, isa lang ang kaso, isa position.
Tweet ako sa kanya, it's an obscure law, 1932 revised penal code.
Offending
about offending the religious feelings. No? Kasi at that time, parang di niya alam kung ano yung dahilan kung ba't siya nakakulong. Siguro, who would know that such a provision exists?
Tayo, siguro, noon. Pero sa iba talaga.
Remember, diba?
So parang disturbing tapis lang ang kanyang kulalabas kung tutuusin.
So at the time, siguro his lawyers came na sila, Attorney Marlon Manuel.
Nakaibigan
din namin. Posted, nag-post ng bill.
Mm-hmm.
And ang hindi natin alam, nung humingi siya ng paumanhin, pinatawad siya. Akala ko tapos na doon.
Oo. Or nag-desistance na or something.
Nag-desistance na. Pero ang nangyari pala, nagtuloy-tuloy yung kaso.
Tinuloy pala ng state.
Yes. And then last week, we saw a decision that said he was found guilty of violating Article 133 of the Rice Penal Code for offending the religious feelings.
Yeah.
Okay. Tanong natin si Manny. Sir, marami nagsasabi kasi na yung batas na yan, Article 133 regarding offending religious feelings, ay wala nang lugar sa panahon na ito. Ano mang palagay mo? Tama ho ba yun?
I think you will be the one, you will be able to answer that. Kasi it's effective. It has not yet been repealed or amended. And for the past many years, I think our legislature have... reviewed it. It's not something forgotten. Of course, no? It's not something forgotten. But again, it's an opinion whether it is relevant or not. There is the state that says it's effective. So...
Okay. Well, we are aware of that. That's effective. Although, siguro in the 1 million cases that you can find in the regional trial court, you'd be lucky to find one case.
There is a research. There were about five.
Yes.
Oh,
five cases of the sort.
Mm-hmm.
Ang naalala ko na yung procession.
Yeah. the people versus Mondariano, the people versus Baez, Magalhaes, Kasulaga, Mandaria. Mm-hmm. They are all cases that have been researched by some of our young lawyers mm-hmm. who really wanted to really give it a real perspective. Mm-hmm. No? This is very important. So, I mean, let's put it in a layman's language. You cannot defecate in front of an altar. Mm-hmm. Oh, and no. Then you tell them it's freedom of speech.
Mm. Yes. Totoo.
I mean, this is layman's interpretation. Mm. Mm. No? What more if we go on the article? No, it's the people of the Philippines versus Carlos Celdran. It is not the church.
Mm-hmm. That was offended.
it is the people, or else we will have anarchy if he's acquitted. Anybody, it will establish a legal precedence, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Correct.
Under the guise of, under the guise of defecating of freedom of speech.
Oh, sabi niya, this is my freedom.
And then he's dragging and everyone else. Who are everyone else? Even Olivares Cunanan says, I cannot share such an opinion.
Mm.
I mean, let's face it, these are people who have their heads on their shoulders. Okay? We don't want to deal with an infantile aggressive behavior at this point in time. Okay? But again, it's clear. I don't want to deal with legal... You are the ones who we should deal. But as I see it, you know...
Well, tanong ko, sir, when you were there during that event. What
were
you
offended?
What did you feel?
Were you offended?
Well, I understand him because he has a message to say. Mm-hmm. But
the way he did it,
the medium does not justify it at all.
Correct.
Okay, there were discussions in the RH bill, civil in the Congress. There was heated discussions on it, but there was no defecating in front of the altar. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's go to the message. Mm. Okay, because the message is
don't meddle.
There's a message, and the way it was made, the way it was delivered, was the crime, as it were.
Oh.
So let's go to the message. The message was first. Damaso. The word damaso.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the altar and you raise the placard with the word damaso, ano ba yung ibig sabihin nun?
Mm.
Sir?
Sir?
Kayo?
Ah, ako?
Hindi, si...
Sir, kayo.
Manny?
Sir?
Ano bang dumating sa'yo nung nabasa mo yung damaso?
Anong dating ng damaso?
Parang apelido
mga
lang.
Mga damaso sila lahat. Something.
Oh.
Let us not compare Jose Rizal with Carlos Celdran. It's a farce.
Yes.
It's a real farce for me, in my personal opinion. So bringing out Nolimi Tangere and Rizal in this case is far-fetched.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The story of the influence of the church over the state is historically proven, and there is.
Mm.
Okay, there is. Mm-hmm. There's always been. But Jesus is a political rebel. Mm-hmm. He came to save the oppressed, free us from slavery. You know, charity is not only saying yes and condoning. Charity can also getting the whip and sending all those businessmen, corrupt people out of the temple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Charity is also saying no. It's not always saying yes.
Yes.
Therefore, it is not an influence at all. When the case is today and you bring out history, it's far-fetched.
Mm-hmm.
It's far-fetched. The influence of the church right now is nothing.
Nina.
That's correct.
Nothing. Mm. When you talk of history, it's beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, when he raised the word damaso, parang he's not being funny.
No.
He's not being funny, and he's not being relevant.
Mm.
Kumbaga, the message there is not clear. Okay, but there's the other message.
Don't meddle in
politics. What can you say about that, sir?
You know...
And he was talking to the bishops. Huh?
Oh.
Yeah, he was talking
directly.
Yeah. There are three or four bishops who are really going on for this because they feel in their conscience. No? Mm. It is not the whole Catholic hierarchy. They really wanted to to fight for this, and if they have the right to do so, whether they are aliansang jeepney drivers or or whatever, if they feel that it's a mission for them, they will stand up for them. It's not meddling.
Are you talking about the RH bill at the time,
yes,
right?
It's not meddling. We went to the Congress and we fought for it, and it's not meddling. We went to the democratic process.
That's correct.
Is that what you call meddling? Is that what you call meddling? It went to a vote.
Yes.
Is that what you call meddling? We are democratic people and we are civilized.
You were expressing.
And we went to the proper channels. Okay? That's it. And when you say meddling, well, I don't know where he got
parang,
the reality.
Parang ano yun, parang purkit simbahan kayo, wala na kayong karapatang
parang ganun
makialam
sabi niya, no?
On moral issues.
Parang stay on the church.
Stay, dala lang kayo.
Okay. Well,
separation of church and state.
Well, it's like that. We respected the process of the state. That's it.
Oo.
Pero Doc Manny, sinasabi nga na pati daw kasi yung pulpito
ginamit.
Ay ginamit para
ano,
sabihin kung ano yung dapat na
dapat sabihin
gawin.
Nila kasi they have the right to do so. The pulpit says, okay, ito yung kasi they have to educate people. Okay, it's not because go against, but we went to the process, to Congress, and that's democratic. In the church inside, okay, it is saying that ito ang dapat malaman ninyo, ito ang dapat malaman ninyo, ito ang dapat malaman ninyo. We have, the church has the right and the prerogative to speak on the pulpit and say, Jesus came to liberate the oppressed. Diba? And he can do so whether they can speak of the Bible or the social teachings of the church.
Okay.
And that's every right. Nobody can meddle with us. Whether we speak in the pulpit, it is our territory. Okay?
Well, you can always go out.
Okay? That's it. But the church wants only to educate the people. And they can do that through seminars, which they did, through the pulpit, which they did, read this and read that.
Through engaging
so on.
Them.
But again, it's not meddling. It's educating. Because the media is controlled now by vested interest. And so therefore, the only media channel that the church has is its own. And nobody can take that away from.
Territory nila yun eh.
Why do you think I'm meddling? I'm not going to meddling, okay, radio ng bayan. Kung hindi ko kayo boboto, kaya. Hindi ko kayo susupport. Wala. The church wanted to educate their people. And they can do that through the pulpit, to seminars, and I repeat that. So what's meddling?
Okay. So
papakontes ba tayo?
Meron, maya-maya na konti. Maya, pwede na ba tayo mag-break? Di pa, no?
Hindi pa. Marami pa.
Yung next question ko, doon sa ginawa ni Carlos Eldran, may Damaso, pagkatapos, meron pa pala siyang isang ginawa. Nakita ko sa YouTube eh. Yung may ninakaw siyang poster. Ano? Meron siyang poster doon na nakita siya sa video. Sa Manila Cathedral din, na no to RH bill, kinuha niya yung poster, tinakbo niya, tapos nakuha sa video. Eh, tuwan-tuwa siya kasi ginawa niya yun. Anyway, wala namang kaso doon eh, no? Pero dapat theft ba yun?
May theft ba yun?
Hindi na siya pinansin.
Pero hindi na tinuloy yun. Tinuloy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Pero ang tanong ko dyan sunod, no? So, you're saying, of course, it's not true that we cannot, we're not meddling in politics, we're just educating our people through the pulpit. Okay. But the next question is, in the case of the RH bill, the church threatened na hindi nila una hindi i-excommunicate ang presidente, hindi naman tinuloy, or the other one is hindi iboboto yung mga pro RH, no? Isn't that also is that educating? That's political action. So what can you say about that?
I don't know whether it's hearsay that he's being considered to be excommunicated.
Okay, palagi ko hearsay ho yun.
Okay.
Sa inquirer ko lang nakita okay. yun eh. So, dukot lang na rin ito eh.
Oh. I don't know. I'm not aware of that. I'm aware that there was a rumor that there was such a case. No? So these are comments that can be taken out of context.
Yes.
Okay. So, yung threat ng ano ng hindi namin kayo boboto, as these are people from the lay. It's not the church institution.
Yes. Okay?
And they're members of the church, but they are acting in their own conscience. Okay? Mm. I know people who said, we will have a campaign, not with the Catholic Church, but we lay people would like to campaign. Mm-hmm. Talagang, ano na lang. So, I think it is the right of every person, whether he's a Muslim or not, to campaign not to vote for that person.
Correct.
Is that political meddling? It is right.
Mm. Yes, that's correct.
So, I think maganda kasi, simbahan kasi ang nano. Kaya so, everything that is being said is thwarted or in the interpretation, I think, I mean, is different. So, depende yun sa...
Okay, but pang tanong ko, is it only the Catholic Church that does this? Or are there other churches that do this?
You can answer that, attorney.
I don't want to answer it. I want you to answer it for me. That's why you're here.
I'm in between two lawyers. Yes.
Actually, una hong turo sa amin sa law school, never ask a question if we don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So talaga na.
That's why.
Ano, meron ba mga ibang simbahan na gumagawa nito?
Why do you deal with that institution as a church?
Yes.
Because the law is blind.
Yes.
It doesn't treat an institution as church, Muslim, Catholic.
Yes.
So therefore, there are people, there are institutions, you might say religious, NGOs, who are fighting for a certain position. So therefore, when you talk about the state law, the law is blind, as you say, as I say, and you're a lawyer, you know that, no? The justice, the judge who presided over the case, was not referring to, it's the people of the Filipino versus, because the law is the law of the Filipino people. It's not of the Catholic Church. It's not of the Alyansang jeepney driver or tricycle drivers or what. Deals with it in a very blind way. The law is blind. And therefore, we should do that. There is a black propaganda against the state. And so, against the church. So, that's why it's always, the church has always been attacked. Mm-hmm. When you talk of law, I mean, I'm sorry, you're lawyers. You should know more than I do. Please correct me.
Mm-hmm.
I will repeat.
We won't, don't worry.
The law is
we'll
blind.
We'll make a mistake. Just
kidding. The law is blind. And it doesn't deal with the church it deals with it as an institution. That's all.
Okay, that's correct. Okay, Miss Ben, break tayo?
Okay.
Break muna tayo.
So, sige. Mamaya ho, may tanong si Attorney Ponzi. So, ating pangbabalik po.
Question na may, ano yan, na may kape.
Kaugnay po na ating pinag-uusapan ngayong araw na ito. Pagkatapos lamang po na ilang mga paalala.
Ngayon, mapapakinggan na ang PBS Radyo ng Bayan saan mang panig ng daigdig. Sa pamamagitan ng internet, mag-log on lamang sa www.pbs.gov.ph. I-click ang Radyo ng Bayan Live o kaya'y sa www.pinoywebcaster.com. I-click lamang ang Listen. Worldwide na ang PBS Radyo ng Bayan, ang Radyo ng Bayan.
Tangkilikin natin ang Radyo ng Pilipino, ang tinig ng mamamayan. Ito po ang inyong lingkod, Secretary Sani Coloma, dito sa DZRB, Radyo ng Bayan, 738 kHz. Konektado ka!
Pinoy! Konektado ka! Pinoy! Konektado ka! Pinoy! Konektado ka!
O Okay, eksakto. 30 minuto makalipas ang alas 7. Balik po tayo sa ating palatuntunang bayan at batas. Kasama pa rin si Attorney Marvin Aceron at Attorney Noel Punzalan. Attorney Marvin.
Ms. Ben, 0920-923-6509 ang itetext ng ating mga kababayan. Ngayong 7:30 sa tanong ni Attorney Bonzi, magwawagi po ng coffee bean and tea leaf gift certificates.
Yan.
Okay. Texter number 2.
Texter number 2. Ang pang parang pakabisado mo na yung number talaga. Hindi mo na binabasa. Anyway, ang tanong pala, sorry. Ang tanong ay, kahit yung article number, kahit ano yung pangalan ng batas na pinag-uusapan natin ngayon, na na found guilty si Mr. Celdran. Carlos Celdran, hindi yung isang Celdran. Yan na naman tayo.
Ano ang batas
na... Ano yung batas na de-violate?
Oh. So, ano ba sa Tagalog ang violate?
Nilapastang.
Nilapastang.
Pero mas brutal yun. Mas violate.
Ano ang title o anong number?
Number, kahit article number na revised bill code o ano yung title. Lagi yung title, tatlong letra. Tatlong words lang yun. Okay, yun
okay.
Na. Ayan nyo yan.
Texter number 2. Okay. Ayan. Balik tayo kay Manny kasi umiinit na ang usapan dito. Nasabi natin kanina si Manny po ay dating professor ng International Studies. Ang so, punta tayo sa history dito. Ano ba ang kasaysayan ng simbahan at ang relasyon ng simbahan at estado? Sa pagkakaalala mo ba, sir, ano ba ang masasabi mo?
Totoo talaga na the church in the Philippines, in these sort of Philippines, even the Spanish time, in that context, really intervened in, with the powers of the state. This is true. This is true. And that's history. And that's history.
And so was the world, di ba? Ganun dati.
Well, even in Italy, the Roman Empire, when Constantine came in, he gave a lot of temporal powers to the church at the time, very much. Mm-hmm. He even controlled the appointment of the bishops.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, then they controlled after the fall of the Rome. It was the history of Italy, the history of the Roman Empire, and the church was really a very strong influence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sa pagkakaalala ko sa history, church-state relations, para nating masasabing heated and cold and war. Parang ganun eh. No? Una muna, the church and the state were fighting. Our church was being suppressed. And then, nagkasama sila. Nagkaroon ng church-state cordial relations in a way na the church would control the state and then the state would control the church. And then, in Philippine history, ang sinasabi mo naman, sir, is the church really meddled with the state. Or is it the other way around? Did the state meddle with the church?
Mukhang ano? Is
it, how would you remember it?
Well, the community revolved around the church.
The community revolved around the church.
Time na yan, no?
Sometime na in Spanish.
Actually, di ba, ang planning ng simba, ang ng town planning dati is
around the church.
One quadrant is for the church. At the same, tapos plaza sa gitna. And tapos ang katabi niya sa kabilang quadrant is the
political,
yung ano, situation. Munisipyo.
Yeah. Pero ang tanong ko, was that good for us?
Well,
yeah, I'll give you a moment to think, sir.
Well, whether it's good or not, it happened. And so therefore, I think, and then we learned a lesson that it is supposed to be separate.
Yes.
This is our, it is a growing up of history. It is an awakening, sort of, no? Democracy doesn't happen just like that. It happens with experience and the pains and sufferings of the people. And so therefore, we go through history, but let's put it as history. It's a learning process. So therefore, when we look at history, it is not an absolute, it is like that, the church meddled with it, but it was a growing
para evolution ganun.
Yeah. Ganun. A growing
growing up maturity ganun.
Maturity. So therefore we went out with this out of this such because of the American system and so on, democratic system, the same thing. We really grew up in a church state halo-halo. Then we grew out of it, grew out of it. And it is a learning experience. We cannot cite it as something absolute. We must put it in context. In that sense, oh, hanggang ngayon, ganyan pa kayo. Oh, hanggang ngayon. Hindi, hindi pwede. The church used the democratic process in Congress para, oh, sige, mag-i-influence na naman kayo. Oh, yan na naman. Hindi, hindi pwede. Hindi na yon, wala na yon, malayo na yon. That's totally far-fetched.
Well, everybody can lobby, di ba?
Yes.
Diba? Any group can lobby.
Any church can lobby,
actually. Yes. Yun naman ang sabi ng separation of church
and state. Some churches lobby stronger than others.
Oo. May diba? Pinatatamaan to.
Sabi yun. Okay, but my next question is, so, where we are right now in our church-state relations, where are we headed? Dumuna tayo. So where are we right now in our church-state relations?
Sir, kayo.
Sir,
kayo. Where are we? Ayun, parang gusto niya sabihin, kayo kaya sumagot.
Parang kayo muna kaya. Kayo muna kaya sumagot.
Ako kasi, ang meron tayong constitution which says the church and state are separate.
Shall be inviolable.
Then kasama niya yung free... non-establishment
means
the state cannot establish a
state
church.
State religion.
Correct? Mm. Correct, diba?
Correct.
And then freedom, the state expression. Cannot stop somebody from
freely expressing
exercising his religion. That's why you have the case of Ebralinag, yung mga bata na ayaw
mag-plug-ceremony.
Sahil sa kanila, bawal, hindi pwede.
Just lang ang pwedeng ganunin sa bahay, hindi ang flag.
Correct. So sabi ng simbahan, sabi ng estado, okay, pwede niyang gawin yan. Sa, pero ang tanong ko, is that good or is that bad so far? Or is that, does that need to be further enhanced or developed?
I think I'm happy with actual situation, the actual experience that we have with the separation of the church and state. There are no, at the moment, glaring intrusion one to the other. No, none at all at the moment. We work in a democratic system. We work under a constitution, and we are governed by that. And I think we should go under this law, because the church, the apostles, the church, and Jesus was a political rebel. Give to Caesar what is Caesar, and to give God which belongs to God. So therefore, there's no meddling. It is a political stand. It's a political declaration of Jesus.
Okay. So, with the present situation, you're happy. The non-establishment clause, freedom of religion. But there are other states right now. Of course, it's kind of obvious. No, the state and the church are one. Correct.
Other countries. So.
And ano bang isang example na bansa na yan? Muslim countries,
well,
I suppose.
Well, formerly Afghanistan.
Yes.
Diba? Ang batas nila is Sharia law. Which is the religious law of Mohammedanism. Islam pala, sorry. Yun, may mga ganun. I think Pakistan ganun pa rin. Iran. Yeah, Iran is Iran.
But we cannot force and ram down through religious their throat democratic systems.
That's
they
right.
have their own cultures. They grew up with it. We may see it as something obscure or what. But again, who are we to ram down their throat what is a democratic system or not? So therefore, with all due respect also, I think we really have to see things in the context. The aggressions of the Western powers, flaunting democracy, human rights, women's rights, and so on. No? We have to see it in a different perspective, or we will have to work patient, because it's our responsibility as a democratic system. No? We feel that they are abused, and we see that, and we intervene in the proper way. So I think We have to always see it in context in that way. I see, with all due respect to the different Sharia laws and so on.
Yes. Because my next question is, what is the future of church-state relations? Or does it have a future? Or is where we are the right place to be?
Kaiser, nung opinion niyo. We have our own.
What do you think?
Kaiser.
Ikaw, hindi. Ikaw muna, Attorney Ponzi.
Oh, okay na sa akin to. Okay, okay. Sa akin to.
So, 100 years from now, we still have the non-establishment clause, we still have the freedom of religion clause,
and that's it. It's basic to a democratic country na ganyan, na we encourage plurality, we encourage all thoughts, di ba? Whether it's a right thought or a wrong thought, hindi naman natin masabi sinong tama, sinong mali, kung tutuusin, di ba? Of course, meron tayong mga, well, sabi rin na simbahan, bao, mag-ingat rin sa relativism, di ba? Na... Minsan kasi yung mali, may mali talaga. Wala, mayroon absolutely wrong. Nawawala na nga yun ngayon actually. Nawawala na yung talagang mali. Kunyari, pagpatay, baka mamaya mabura na. Mamaya, okay lang pumatay. Actually, meron na nga konting mga exemptions. Like capital offenses, di ba? But sa akin, okay na to. It encourages mas maraming pag-iisip, siguro mas maganda. Hindi naman tayo lahat perfecto eh, di ba? We don't monopolize. So encourage na natin lahat, di ba? But pero akin ano eh, wag mo lang kitidin. Yung wag mo suppress yung one thought suppressing the other. Yun, masama yun. Galangan na lang, kumbaga. Okay, yeah. Sa akin to.
Money, yep. How do you think?
I will ask you a question also.
Yeah.
Where
yes.
Saan nag-origin ng mga laws ng democratic laws natin?
Through customs.
What culture? From
it's
religion,
a Western culture.
Western culture.
Western culture.
Which is actually Christian, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, nga, no?
Yes. Well, but my question is, what do you think is the future of church-state relations? Are we in the state where we want to be now? Or are we still going to develop further or evolve further into a better state?
I think
better
we should
state.
Be always open, but with due respect to what has been established by democratic systems. This, I think, we should be open to, like this one you were saying, this is an old age
law. Archaic law to.
So we have to review.
Pag-usapan natin.
If pag-usapan natin, does it violate? How come it was not repealed? How come it was not? It is hindi naman nakalimutan yan eh. Di ba? I mean, sasabihin mo matagal na yan. Eh so what? Matagal na yan. Ni-review ba yan nila? So, ni-review ba nila? Ni-review nila? Were you able to in your law classes? No? When you have a new constitution, when you have, do you review and have it, kung hindi yan ni-revise, siguro hindi naman nang tatanga-tanga yung ating mga nakaraang mga legislative body na hindi nila pinalitan yan, naisip na palitan yan, di ba? Eh ang tanong ko sa inyo, does it still apply?
Of course, that law is still valid.
I mean, in terms of content and meaning and value.
Yes.
Hindi yung when you say it is age old, kasi yung matanda na siya, it doesn't mean it's not effective. It doesn't respect or what. Kasi kung matanda na siya, wala, matanda na siya, senior citizen na siya, bigyan mo na lang siya ng ID card, wala na. Oh. Discount na lang. Hindi. Old age nga, pero yung value ba niya ngayon, yung meaning niya, yung meaning tungkol ito, does it respect human rights? Does it respect, ano? Kaya hindi ito binago? Yun ang tanong.
Ako ang sagot ko diyan. Ako na ini-interview dito ah, Attorney Man, Mr. Manny. Well, ang basa ko dito, this law is relevant up to the present and I think it's going to be relevant even 100 years from now. Because what it says is you have to be tolerant of other and respectful of other people's religious beliefs. Ikaw naman sinasabi niya eh. Kapag sinubukan mong tanggalan lapastanganin ang paniniwala ng ibang tao sa pamamaraan na iskandaloso, yan ay dapat parusahan. Dahil mag-encourage yan ng kaguluhan. Marami tayong sa mga usap-usapan dyan, yung mga haka-haka. Ng, mga katulad rin natin, mga meron din lang. Sinasabi nila, subukan kayang gawin itong Carlos Eldran na ito yung ginawa niya sa loob ng isang mosque. Mm. O sabi na rin natin, subukan niya kayang gawin yun sa loob ng Iglesia ni Cristo. O sa loob ng Kiboloy Church. O sa loob
Dating daan.
Dating daan. O,
O kaya sa Architects Guild of the Philippines, when they're having a meeting.
O hindi naman lang simbahan.
Mga ano?
Kunyari, institution. Kunyari, civil engineer siya. Sabi niya, don't meddle in our practice.
O kaya, doon sa mga anuhan ng abogado. Convention ng mga abogado. Sigurado may kaso na sa kagad. Pareho rin ang mangyayari sa kanya. Magkakakaso siya. Mm. That's why I'm saying, to answer the question of our guest, I think this law is relevant to the present. I think it will be relevant 100 years from now because it just teaches us to be respectful of other religions.
Beliefs.
Yes. So, the claim of being old doesn't hold water at all.
Yes.
The value of a law, it's not because it's old. The value of the law because it respects, still respects, and continues to respect human dignity, human rights, and so on. Therefore, it's a farce when you say it's an age-old thing.
Yes. But then again, to go to my other question earlier on the future of church-state relations, ako kasi ang iniisip ko, there's still room for improvement on church-state relations. Right, for example, it is not very clear with our people that when the church says something on the pulpit, it's not meddling. It's actually doing an obligation. You know, because a duty to the state. Because if the state is wrong, the first institution that must speak is, of course, the conscience of the state.
Conscience.
Which is the church.
Which is the church.
And therefore, that thing has been obscured kasi through the years when we see the church is speaking too much, etc. Ang pakiramdam ng iba, mali na yun. Pero ang sinasabi ko, dapat maliwanag yun in a democratic institution, in a democratic state. The church can speak whenever it wants to.
Kasi pakiramdam niya, tama yung ginagawa niya.
Correct. No? In the same way, the state can speak. The state has, the state can act through its executive branch, legislative branch, and judicial branch. And the church cannot do anything about it. And in this instance, for example, no, the church has already forgiven Mr. Carlos Eldran. But the church did not tell the court, tigil yun na po yan. Kasi hindi naman kami magdidemanda. Hindi niya ginawa yun. Sabi niya, bahala na kayo kung anong bahala gusto niyo gawin sa mama na yan.
Plus, alam ko yung mga witnesses, only isa lang yata ang pari dun.
Yes.
Just to prove facts. It's not even It's not even to prove baka nga yung na-offend o hindi. Baka sinabi lang dun. Para na yung establish na nangyari yung nangyari. Diba? Right. Nakita ko yung ibang mga testimony. Just sinabi lang niya dun na this thing happened. Tapos, gano'n naman ang judge Establish mo yung fact through evidence, then rule based on the law. Gano'n lang ginawa ng judge.
That's right.
Gano'n lang kasimple.
Okay. Diba? Let's go to the technical side of these things. No? The church has said that it has pardoned Carlos Eldran. Is it too late now to stop the case, Attorney Ponzi?
I think there are plans to question the constitutionality of this in the Supreme Court. Parang ganun pa yata yung nagiging, that's the all the way move to do it, di ba? Akit ka hanggang makit sa Supreme Court. Ako, as a lawyer,
as a person, as a lawyer.
Kunyari, kliyente ko si Carlos Eldran.
Oo.
Probationable to. No jail time.
So that's the way to save the case.
To save him.
Truly, to save him, I suppose.
No jail time. No shame. Probation.
Okay. Mga kababayan, kami po ay nagsispeculate lang. Ano po? Kung kayo po ay justice ng Court of Appeals sa Supreme Court, wag po kayo makinig sa amin. We're not trying to influence you.
Okay. I'm speaking as a lawyer. Kung ako yung lawyer ni Carlos Eldran, just want to do what's best for him. Kung ako lang yun.
Okay, but aside from that, can the church go and say, desistance na kami, hindi na kami magdidemanda? And will that have any effect on this case?
Ang problema mo dyan is, this is the church as an institution. Paano yung layperson na offend? Mm-hmm. Di ba? that lay person was offended. Itong klaseng batas na to parang sexual harassment to eh. Hindi importante ano yung intention mo nung nirelay mo yung message. Ang importante ito yung dating sa taong na-offend.
Okay.
Diba? Ganun to eh. So, as long as may na-offend na tao, simbahan niya no hindi, hindi naman pwede sabihin yung simbahan dun sa taong lay person din, ay, mag-desist ka. Wala rin naman siyang equally no power. Diba? Equally, right. equally has no power to, the church has equally no power over the individual in matters like that.
So, in other words, it is too late.
Too
late for the case. On the case
side. On the technical level, oo.
It's too late.
No? Decision na eh. Appeal na lang eh.
Decision na. So mag-appeal na lang.
Appeal ka na lang.
Hindi na rin pwedeng i-withdraw.
Hindi na rin. Tapos na eh. Sabi nga nila, you can withdraw the case bago mag-rest ang prosecution.
Yes.
Di ba? Tapos na nga. Nag-present na nga yung defense eh. So tapos na itong, insofar as the trial, its trial is over.
Ako naman, as a lay person, kung idadali mo po yan sa upper courts, Supreme Court, and in-overrule lang yung case, we will find a lot of Carlos Celdran defecating in front of the altar. It will be a legal precedence. As a layperson. As a layperson.
Under the guise of free expression, ano? Under, can do anything.
Hindi ko naman guise. Sige, under the reason. Yes. Anybody can say, I do it.
I take that back.
Because it's a free expression. Mm-hmm. After that, I don't know what will happen.
Tsaka balancing
the Supreme Court will say, wala siyang kasalanan. Mm-hmm. Ay, pare, meron sa legal annotation yan. Ha? May legal annotation yan. Meron people against, nanalo ang ananalo si Celdran. Uh-huh. Eh, that will be cited every time.
Yes.
Ano mangyayari dyan?
Kita mo?
How do you develop that? Tumulong yung dalawang congressman. Sige, bibigyan ka namin ng ano. Sige, sige hanggang doon. Pero, sige, manalo man sila. Pero, di ba? Mm. Ano mangyayari niyan? Everybody has the right to defecate in front of my altar.
That's crazy, isn't it? And they cannot do anything about it. Parang ganun.
Because there is a legal annotation.
Parang okay lang.
May precedence kasi, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Sa bagay.
Kaya yung mga lawyers, mahusay kayo people versus ano. Di ba? So, bakit siya inano? Tapos ngayon, hindi pwedeng i-absolve. Di ba?
Yes.
Supreme Court pa yan. Wala ka na magagawa. Ano na yan, di ba?
Correct.
Establish yeah. precedent.
Di ba? Mag-establish a legal precedence. Wala. Wala. If you wanna go, sige, let's go. Mm-hmm.
Pero, kasi ano eh, may nagbabangga ang freedoms dito, freedom of religion.
No, pero, well, din ang sinasabi ni Manny. No? What Manny is saying is, for him, hindi to dapat ma-reverse. Well, being a person who was there in the event itself, and now as our guest is saying, pag ito ay na-reverse,
pwede na yung
gawin. Magdadamaso ka rin ba sa Supreme Court? Magdadamaso ka rin sa Supreme Court. Hindi naman siguro, no?
Ibang pangalan ang gagamitin mo sa damaso.
Ayun ba yung may get behind me?
Yung sinasabi
kita. We're discussing in a civilized and the thing is that we really have to have an open mind.
Yes.
Tsaka in-invite natin, in fairness, di ba?
We invited him, but it was good for him not to be here because...
ganun, di ba? Pag wala kayo, nang pigaw pa nag-uusapan.
Okay lang
yan. Okay.
Now, isang tanong dito, may nag-text ng tanong, bakit ang bilis ng trial?
Summary procedure eh, MTC.
Ah, okay. Ano MTC. Ba yung sabihin ng summary procedure?
Pag summary procedure, papel-papel lang yan. Walang masyadong mabilis ang pre-trial. Ang trials niyan, one day, tapos na lahat. Mm. Lahat ng apat na testigo mo. Kaya mabilis yung trial. MTC case yan, summary. Well, I have to make a disclosure. Yung former judge, yung hindi siya yung nag-desisyon, the one handling the case is kaibigan ko.
Okay.
Actually, swerte na lang niya kasi iba na nag-decide. Kasi na-promote siya na sa RTC na sa Quezon City.
Okay. Ang nanalo po, bago siya.
Yan.
Si Rosana Cunanan ng 18A Rojas Street, Quezon City. Ang sagot niya, Article 133.
of the revised penal code. Malapit yata
sa inyo yan.
Rojas Street.
18A Rojas Street.
Parang malapit
okay,
sa inyo.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for joining. You've won Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf gift certificate.
Meron bang comment mga tao?
Comment ng mga tao, wala pa. Maya-maya siguro yan. Wala. So, pasalamat tayo sa mga sumali. Si Jeffrey Malapad, si Julia Malapad, magsiguro mag-ama yun. Yung isang sagot niya, R.H. Bill, si Alito Araneta. Mali po yan, sir. Tsaka yung R.H. Bill po, R.H. Lona. Si Robert A. Aluman, Uliman, Freedom of Speech, mali po yan. Okay, so ang panalo po ngayon ay si Rosana Cunanan.
Ano'y sagot?
Article 133 of the Revised Penal Code. You can get your gift certificates from our office. I will text you the address.
Yan. Or offending religious feelings. Yan, pwede na yun.
Ito, last question ko kay Mang Wani.
Mang Wani. Kanina, Doc Wani.
Ulan na lang dito. Beer.
Ayaw na lang, Doc.
Beer na lang ulang dito.
It is in pardoning that we are pardoned.
Yan.
Mm-hmm. Paano natin gagawin to ngayon?
Sin pardon mo, nadali naman si Pope Francis as Assisi. Sin pardoning. Well, the pardon, di ba?
The church has been pinardon na talaga siya. Pero condoning is another thing.
Okay.
It's a different case. When you say pardon and condoning, it's something. And he has, and I'm sorry to say that all his, after his interview, he's been still aggressive and adamant that says, I'm sorry, but it's unrepentant about the whole thing.
Parang gagawin pa niya uli, no?
O sasabihin nila,
hindi, nagnao pa nga nung billboard.
Pinoy handlers said that the Pinoy handlers in the newspaper, I would like to comment on this, say, look, why don't you follow the example of the Pope? Wala na sa kamay ng ano eh, ng simbahan yung case eh. Pinardo na siya eh. It's already in the case of the people of the Philippines versus Celdran. Mm. It is not the church, the Catholic Church, di ba? Mm. Nakalagay doon, nakasulat. That is what the Caesar of today wrote, di ba? So it's pardon, but we cannot condone the act. I think for myself, for my personal view, we can say he's pardon, but I cannot condone the act.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a state. That is what the state is looking for.
No. Okay.
Okay.
So, actually, meron pa palang lusot pa sila. Kasi ang wording ng batas, notoriously offensive.
Kaya nga, scandalously.
Notoriously offensive. Sasabihin niya, hindi naman notoriously offensive.
Hindi, the way Manny was offended, notorious.
Offended na offended talaga si Manny. Talagang, I was, by senses eh. Tsaka yun, when sinabi notoriously offensive yung word na yun, what was the judgment call of the judge?
Yes, and the witnesses. Diba? Depende sa mga witnesses na nahirap.
Hindi naman during that time, the church hierarchy present did not lift a finger. It was the mayor who lifted a finger.
Si mayor lifted to
nakataon. You get me? They were very silent about the whole thing and also those who were invited. Wala. Wala. It was just...
So si Mayor Lim na-offend. Pina-aresto niya eh.
Dapat lang naman eh. No? Kahit naman sabi nga
minimum public disturbance yun eh. Minimum.
Hindi, kung sa Supreme Court niya ginawa eh, nakakulong pa hanggang ngayon.
Oo, contempt.
Makakaalis yun eh. Walang
non-bailable. Kasi sila rin magpapabail.
Di ba? Okay.
Yun yung aking tanong. No? That again, whether I'm offended, there were many who were offended, but hindi sila lalabas eh. Bakit pa bigyan natin importansa the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, pwedeng ganun.
Mm-hmm. I mean, wag na mamamatay na lang na mamamatay.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba? Wala na eh. It's too I don't know. I consider it. Thank you very much for inviting me, but at least for yes. Me,
nasabi niyo yung sinasabi.
Petty na eh to follow up at the whole correct. Thing eh. That's kasi right. Church meddling with politics, Jesus made a political stand and we want to be faithful to that mission.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot say, tell to us, say, don't meddle. Uh-huh. Ay, di pwede yan.
Oh, di pwede yan.
Pucha pare, Jesus said, pucha pare.
You cannot tell us also what to do. Parang gano'n.
Sayang, sayang, wala na po tayong
sayang.
Oras.
Batu.
Oo. Eh, para ngayon pa lang may gusto sabihin si Doc Manny.
Kanya pounding on the table.
Pounding on the table eh.
Okay. Paalam na po tayo. Sir, maraming salamat po.
Very interesting.
Well, as usual, as we say here, love is greater than justice. Mang Manny, ha? Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Ano yung sabi mo kanina?
Attorney Noel.
It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in giving that we receive. Nag-print in price of assist. Ay, yung anak ko walang pasok ngayon. Baka nakikinig.
Oo.
Okay, sige. Magandang gabi sa inyo lahat. Ay, time na.
Okay. Maraming salamat sa mga kasama natin sa technical side. Kay Rolly Bumatayo at kay Orly Lopez. Thank you din kay Mrs. Nandito siya sa atin ngayon. Maraming salamat po. Ito si Ven Blones. Magandang gabi. Ang oras, alas 8.